And joining us now, the former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura. He's out with a brand new book entitled Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Governor, how could they start a revolution without you? That simply is not going to happen.
Well, I look at it this way, Wolf. I'm hoping that they do. You know, that's one of the questions I raise. Do I have to come back here and start it?
When you say come back here, we're going to get to this. You've been spending a lot of time in Mexico lately. Hold on for a moment on that. Let's talk presidential politics right now. Correct me if I'm wrong. You don't like Hillary Clinton. You don't like Barack Obama. You don't like John McCain. So who are you going to vote for?
Well, you know what I wish they had in the United States, Wolf? I wish they had on all the ballots, be it local, state, or federal, none of the above. And everyone chuckles at that, but what that truly would mean is that I'm here, I'm participating in the system, I'm voting, but it's also a vote of no confidence in your government. And I believe strongly that if they did that, at local, state, and national, you would see none of the above occasionally win.
So what's wrong with these three presidential candidates?
Well, they're all part of the system. Look what the Democrats and Republicans have done right now. You know, in the private sector, you work your whole life to save money and to leave your children something, whatever it might be. Well, in our public sector, what we're going to leave our children is a $9 trillion debt. That's where it's at right now, courtesy of the Democrats and Republicans who have created it.
So is there an independent candidate out there you would vote for?
Not right now, I don't think, because it's so difficult to get on the ballot. Look what they did to Ralph Nader. Whenever he'd get ballot access, then they'd sue him, they'd tie it up in court, and they'd hold it till he couldn't get the ballot access. And that's, of course, what they call democracy, the two-party system.
So you're not going to vote, is that right?
I don't know if I'll vote or not. If I do vote, I will pick out somebody, the Libertarian, the Green Party. I know that I will vote for anything but a Democrat or Republican.
What would you like to hear General David Petraeus say tomorrow when he testifies before Congress?
I would like him to say we're on the verge of pulling out of Iraq, a war we should have never gone into in the first place. You know, when you live outside the country like I do, Wolf, you see the country from the outside looking in. That's a whole different perspective sometimes than the inside looking out. We're not very liked. In fact, the most popular T-shirt I see down in Mexico, it has a picture of George Bush and it says weapon of mass destruction on it.
You agree with that?
Well, I agree with the fact we should have never gone in there. I mean, look at the Vietnam War. They lied to us about that. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, now McNamara's come out and said never happened. Iraq, there were no weapons of mass destruction. There were no ties to Al-Qaeda. Again, it's a war based on fraudulent intelligence, manipulation of that intelligence, and from South Minneapolis, we call that lying.
Well, let me ask you this. What would be the big issue that you would challenge these two politicians over?
Over just that. Send somebody to Washington, have the courage to break the stranglehold of the two-party dictatorship